Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Purpose
of Closures. That's the brand. And my last name is Brand. So welcome to Spend Time with God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. Now, I'm not a type of person that feeds in negativity. I don't ask nobody for nothing. All I ask is you to listen and to spend time with God. And you know what we do first thing in the morning. We do our affirmations.
Hello, my love. Welcome to Guided Affirmations by Lavender. Today, we will be reprogramming our mind with powerful affirmations for self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. Affirmations help create new thought patterns in our mind. Through repeated listening and reciting, you can create new neural pathways in your brain, building new positive thought patterns and breaking any negative patterns you may have. Listen to this audio every day for 21 days as your daily morning affirmations or in the evenings right before you sleep. I will repeat each affirmation twice and then give you time to repeat after me. Feel free to recite these affirmations in your mind or out loud. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. Repeat these affirmations every day or as you need them, and experience the positive changes they bring to your life. Sending you love and light. Namaste.
Once again, welcome to Spend a Time with God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio Show. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. I know, I've been gone for a week, so I do apologize. But as you know, I've been taking care of my mom and my dad. Excuse me. And mom fell, hit her head, and she'd been in the hospital 3 days in a row, but she is all good and well, thank God. We have a good topic today. We must protect our children. But before we get into our topic today, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, A Dynamite Company. That's what we're all about. The purpose is helping women to transition. From the nightlife. Into their purpose. So a shout out to the Philippines. Because we do understand. Just give us a shout out from the Philippines. If you have been involuntarily into the spotlight, please give us a shout out. Let's check and see what's going on in the chat. Okay, nothing going on in the chat right now, but the chat room is open, okay? Or you can call in area code 319-527-6072. Once again, the chat room is open. Follow this broadcast to receive notifications. May sound like you're signing up for something else, but just complete the app, you know, the app. That way, so we give episodes like this, you'll be notified ahead of time. Or you can just contact me through thepurposeclosure@gmail.com. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm building it. Okay. The link is below. And if you want to get some books that I've written, you can go to Amazon, or if you want like a personal autograph or a letter or note to make it a little bit more personable, you go to thepurposeofclosures.com. And the names of the book is The Purpose of My Closure by Cassandra Brand, a.k.a. Miss Alexis. Now let's give a quick shout out to the top five countries. Because this is a worldwide ministry. And I'm looking at the back office. We have United States, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and India. Thank God for those top five country listeners. We have other countries, but those are the top five. But I really want to give a shout out to the Philippines. Let them know that we are here for you. Email purposeclosure@gmail.com. Now, as I was saying, we must protect our children. Why must we protect our children? Because they are seeds. They are our seeds. Children is our seed. You have to nourish it, water it, protect it, so that it may properly take root. I have a garden. I got some little tomatoes popping up. I'm just so happy just to see a tomato popping up. That's a good feeling. But it has to be watered and nourished. Children watch everything that we do. Everything. Good, bad, and ugly. So what do? When you have children watching everything you do, even if everything you did wasn't right, you know what you do? I'll tell you what you do.
There was a family on their way down south, and they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came. The lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile, ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and a white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his round." Somebody say yes here. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room, and the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road, and she walked up to her and just opened up the screen door, and she peeped in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "Child, let me come in." She walked in and she looked at that white lady. She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet? The white lady looked at her and said, if you want to use the phone, you can use the phone. She said, no, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to your clock. Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this. America to know that there was an old lady in Statesboro, Georgia, that knew what it was to have Jesus to come in a room. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey. Clap your hands and have joy in your room. Your prayer closet is your room. Your prayer closet is how you cover and protect your children. Sometimes you got to just go in your prayer room and your closet. Amen. See, sometimes you may have a child with mental illness. You go into your closet and you pray about it and cover your child. Now, let's get back to protecting our children. Don't fuss with them. Don't argue with them. Don't tell them they ain't this, they ain't that. They should be doing this, should be doing that. Just go into that prayer room and that closet. It is an amazing grace and mercy. Not only for them, but for your peace of mind as well. Yeah. We are on a mission here. We are on a mission to help others enter to their divine purpose. Once again, check out my books. I'm quite sure that you will find yourself somewhere in the purpose of my closure. This is an amazing book. I know it's amazing because now I'm hearing people talking about purpose and closure and all this. And you have to greet people where you meet people. Amen. But children need affection and love unconditionally. Affection and love. Children need prayer to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Now, no matter how old they are, they could be 1, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 plus. If you are a praying man or woman, intercede. That's how you make a difference in this young generation. Don't try to figure them out or analyze them. Just cover them with prayer and protection. Amen. And God will do this for you.
Get this, but then I say like this, I say,
Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all play that for me?
Lord, do it for me. It's already done when he died on the cross. Amen. Y'all catch that on the way home, because a lot of people really don't get what God has already done for you. You don't have to beg him, thank him, because it's all about him. And Lord, it's all about you.
Thank you.
Yes, it's all about you, Jesus. Now, we cannot end this episode without opening the doors of salvation. And we're going to play a song, which is it's called My Everything. And I want you to meditate on it. And today, those who win souls are wise. So we're going to open the doors to salvation. And don't think about that. Don't even think about you're losing anything. You still have everything. And it's just as simple as not even a 20-second, 30-second prayer. But before we do this, would you like to give your life to Christ and accept him as your personal Lord and Savior? He didn't promise all sunshine and no rain. But without no rain, the grass would never grow. We could never reap a harvest. Just think about it and marinate it, and we'll be right back.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. Everything, I still have everything. Can you help me see it?
Now, right where you are, right where you are, no matter what you're doing, who you with, where you at, are you ready to give yourself and accept God as your personal Lord and Savior? I know it may seem very dark, and you may not seem to understand or maybe even see where you are. But all you have to do is make this one step. Repeat after me. Dear God, I know I am a sinner. I want to turn from my sins. And I ask you for forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ is your son. I believe he died for my sins and that you raised him to life. I want him to come into my heart and to take control over my life. I want to trust Jesus as my Savior. And follow him as my Lord from this day forth. Jesus' name. Amen. Now, welcome to the kingdom of God. You have just crossed over for the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. Now you find you, wherever you are in this world, these 32 countries, find you a Bible-based ministry. If you need a Bible, contact me. I will send you one. If you don't have a place to get one, and you're doing this by internet, just Google the Bible, and you get in different languages, and the Holy Spirit will guide you and teach you. It's not like it was years ago when we were not allowed to read the Bible or have one. Just like by chance that you are here on the internet and you've made the most important decision in your life that you can ever make. So let's just praise and worship God. And I'll see you 5 a.m. daily tomorrow. Have a very blessed and productive day. Ooh, God.